now through with the very first week of Donald Trump's criminal trial, and of course nothing in terms of trial action really happened. We had jury selection, and we had a hell of a lot of stupidity take place. Stupidity that came at the hands of not the people in the courtroom. There was plenty of that, but that's not what this is about. The stupidity came from the American media. What happened is that we had media outlets this week, even after Judge Mershon warned media outlets like, hey, you're allowed to do this, but it's really stupid for you to do this. And then media outlets, ABC News, Fox News, Politico, continued to publish personal details about the people that had been selected for the jury, to the point where one juror actually requested to be removed because they were scared for their life, basically. I've been doxxed. Everybody now knows everything about me, my work history, where I live, you know, what my hobbies are, where I hang out on the weekends. Like, I gotta go. I'm not gonna be a part of this because of what the media has done to me. And even after that happened, the media continued with this. Now, let's be crystal clear about this. This is not illegal. Okay, the media is not breaking any rules, and Judge Mershon cannot order the media to stop doing this, right? That is a clear violation of the First Amendment. So we're stuck in this very weird position where the media gets a hold of these people's names who are going to be serving on the jury. And like I said, they are posting everything. Addresses, work histories, marital status, hobbies, all kinds of things about these people, to the point where anyone who may not like what they eventually decide can figure out pretty easily, like, okay, well, they've made me mad, but hey, I know where they live, I know where they work, I know where they go after work. I'll find them. Don't worry about it. That's what this is. And again, this is not just Fox News doing this. Fox News, of course, you know, one of the worst, but it's not the only ones. ABC News, Politico, Inner City Press. I mean, the list goes on and on of these outlets that are just telling everybody, hey, if you want to find these people after the trial, here's where you go. I cannot imagine anything dumber than this taking place. And that, again, is essentially what Judge Mershon said. He told the media outlets, like, use common sense. But there is no common sense in the corporate media. They waved bye-bye to that decades ago. They want the clicks. They want the headlines. Hell, ABC News, let me tell you this. ABC News ran this headline. Here's everything you need to know about the first seven jurors of Trump's historic criminal trial. And then in a single day, they retweeted that headline out seven times just to make sure, like, maybe you missed the first one. Maybe you missed the first five. So here it is again. Make sure you get all this information about the jurors that we know of. And these people are going to be terrified. Not of what's going to happen to them from the left, but what's going to happen to them from the right. So in order to avoid that, now that they've been doxxed, what will they do? Well, they'll be far more inclined to acquit Donald Trump. That's for sure. They don't want to suffer the wrath of these Trump supporters. So what better way to avoid that than to just say, okay, well, I'm not going to convict this guy because everybody knows where I live, and it's just simply not worth the risk. Now, I'm not saying that's definitely going to happen, but don't think for a second that that's not something that's going through these people's heads. And it will be going through their heads all throughout this trial, because we have one of the dumbest medias in the world. A brawl nearly broke out in Congress this week. Not between Republicans and Democrats. No. Democrats are kind of staying out of all this. This is just the Republican civil war that is absolutely blowing up to epic proportions behind the scenes in Congress. And sometimes not even behind the scenes. So what happened just a couple days ago was that you had two groups of Republicans, those who support Mike Johnson as Speaker and those who want to get rid of him. They approached him all together in the hallway, and the people defending Mike Johnson were like, you've got to move forward on this Ukraine funding bill. We've got to get this done. We have to take care of this. And the other folks were like, oh, hell no, you're not going to do that. If you do it, we're going to kick you out. Yeah, well, it'll cause chaos. We don't care. And one person on the don't do this side was Matt Gaetz. One of the other people on the you have to do this side was Republican Representative Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin. And they're shouting, everybody's yelling at each other, everybody's getting in Mike Johnson's face, according to the reports. And eventually, Van Orden called Matt Gaetz tubby. Now, it was unclear at first. You know, some people, some of the reporters that were present thought that he was calling Mike Johnson tubby. But then Van Orden came out and cleared the air, and he made this statement. That tubby insult was directed directly at Matt Gaetz. He felt like he could call me a squish, and I wanted to remind anybody who has not been in combat and held his friend's hand as they died, being shot by the enemy really doesn't have any business calling someone else a squish. And so, in fact, I did call him tubby, and I stand by that. I don't know what a squish is. I don't know that I want to know what a squish is, okay? I have preteens and teenagers. It's hard enough keeping up with all of their new slang that they're throwing around, like Riz and all that. I know I seem super old saying all that, but like, I don't want to know what a squish is. But I'm assuming, based on Van Orden's response, it's probably not a good thing. So he calls Matt Gaetz tubby. And Matt Gaetz, of course, fired back in the media, said, you know, oh, I'm not tubby. Now, look, Matt Gaetz, when he came to Congress, he was a chubby little guy, but he's clearly lost a lot of weight. You know, he's not what he used to be. But none of that matters. It's not about the names that they are calling each other. You're a squish. Well, you're tubby. The point is, we're dealing with giant children. Children walking around in men's suits. These people are the people that make decisions that impact your daily life. These are the people who make decisions that impact what happens across the globe. And here they are in a hallway because they disagree on a policy, screaming insults at each other and not even caring who was around to hear it, right? The press saw all of this happen. And these people are so immature and so childish that they don't even care. Let the world know that I called him tubby. You know what? I'm going to go out there and address the press and call you tubby again because you called me a squish. This is utter insanity, folks. But also, at the same time, this is insanity that the Democrats really need to be capitalizing on. I mean, if I'm a political strategist, I am out there telling my Democratic candidates, you know, the people I'm working for, put this in an ad right now. Put it in an ad, get it out there, put it on social media, put it on television, make people see how immature and juvenile these Republicans really are. And point out the implications of this. You know, they're sitting there name calling one another like they're 10 years old. Meanwhile, they're also voting on whether or not we're going to help our allies, whether or not we're going to have low cost medication. They can't be trusted to even get along with each other. So why, voters out there, would you trust them to make these decisions about your life? That's the ad the Democrats need to put out right now. And don't worry if you don't get it this time. Trust me, these Republicans are going to keep fighting and give you more ammo than you'll know what to do with. On Thursday afternoon, Donald Trump, while he was leaving court, did what he's done every other day this week, and he stopped to talk to reporters. But this time, unlike the last time on Tuesday when he had, you know, basically confessed to everything he's been accused of doing, this time he wasn't going to go that route. This time he was going to try to convince these reporters that he is not only innocent, but that this whole prosecution is totally unconstitutional. But he did it in the dumbest and most humiliating way possible. You see, Donald Trump pulled out some visual aids from his good buddies over at Fox News to show reporters that obviously because Fox News hosts think that this is unconstitutional, therefore I should not be prosecuted. So here's the clip. This is Donald Trump making an ass of himself after leaving the courtroom. Take a look.
Jonathan Turley, Greg Jarrett, Andrew McCarthy, every one of them saying they caught a zombie case, meaning it is no case. And they say, is it constitutional? They don't think the case is. These are all stories that have taken place over the last few days. Take a
look at that. Now, okay, Jonathan Turley, the Donald Trump reference, is in fact a lawyer, but he's also a conservative, so he's definitely biased on this issue. Most of those other people, not lawyers, like no legal training whatsoever, just random Fox News hosts and Fox News guests and Fox News pundits that are out there doing the RNC's work saying, no, Trump shouldn't be prosecuted. But he had his stack of papers and he had them very well organized, right? He had them all sectioned off with his little paper clips. And he's like, oh, look at this one. Look at this one. Look at this one. All of these people are my friends and they think that I should be let go. I mean, if that's all we have to do to make a point, then let me just see what I got here. Okay. You see this, Donald? These are all reporters and legal experts, and even some psychiatrists and psychologists who say that you're totally nuts and you broke the law. I mean, this is, you know, obviously I need to make a trip to the recycle bin, but I mean, if we're going to be pulling out stacks of paper, man, I got you beat. This isn't even half of them, by the way. Again, you know, I need to deal with that, but that's, you know, my personal issue. I'll handle that. But just because you've got some printouts of Fox News articles doesn't mean that that's a legal argument. I mean, honestly, if your lawyers thought that those were valid legal arguments, they wouldn't be having you do that in a press conference. They would have compiled it and submitted it to the judge, which they didn't because they know that means nothing. Oh, a bunch of people who support you don't want you prosecuted? Wow, what a shocker. You think Judge Mershon was actually watching that thinking like, oh God, oh, okay, well, we got to dismiss this case. I mean, you've seen the papers he's got. Fox News is saying he shouldn't be prosecuted. Fox News is not the Supreme Court. Fox News is not an appellate court. Fox News doesn't even employ that many lawyers that go on the air, at least no good ones, really. So none of that means anything. But this is how desperate Donald Trump has become. He's out there printing articles off Fox News, organizing them. Can you imagine the embarrassment of the staffer that had to put that crap together? Because, you know, I always like to think about the little steps that go into these things, not just the end result, but there was probably multiple people that he instructed, like, you got to go through, you got to find all the articles, you got to print them out, you got to put paper clips on so I don't get them all mixed up, you got to highlight the person's name so I know who said what. People, normal, average, everyday people had to go through and put that crap together for him. Like, what a horrible existence going home at the end of the day. Like, well, how was work, sweetie? Oh, it was great. I printed out a bunch of Fox News articles for Donald. And I don't know if you saw his press conference, but that was my work there. Yeah, that's not exactly something you're going to go home and brag to your kids about now, is it? But most importantly, as I said, it's not a legal argument. And I can promise you that judge could not care less what Fox News hosts say about the legitimacy of this trial. Thanks for listening to today's Fair and Balanced Daily. Stay up to date with all of our content by finding us on YouTube at youtube.com/fairandbalanced and follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @fairandbalanced.